From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the wake of wildfires scorching parts of Northern California, affected farmers and ranchers work to rebuild irrigation systems and take other steps to save remaining crops and commodities. Farmers hit by wildfires face costs to rebuild or replace damaged structures or equipment. The fires have also burned thousands of acres of grazing land, leaving ranchers with difficult decisions about their livestock. In an effort to contain a recent wave of COVID-19 cases, the government of South Korea has reimposed social distancing requirements in Seoul, including some food and beverage restrictions and a suspension of large gatherings. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says while the situation presents a challenge for U.S. beef in one of its largest international markets, the reduction in sit-down dining can be partially offset by growth in retail beef purchases and advancements in takeout and delivery services. Washington's expanding wine industry just named its newest AVA. The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau published the final rule for the Royal Slope last Tuesday to officially define it as an American viticultural area designated wine grape growing region. Washington State Wine Commission President Steve Warner says many in our wine industry have been championing the terroir of Royal Slope for a long time, so it's thrilling for them to be able to put an official AVA name on a bottle. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.